The University of Alaska Museum team sent up to the North Slope last month to help dig up an ancient marine reptile was slim. Only a handful of employees and Army volunteers could go, but a key helper was 17-year-old Lizzie May Williams, who joined her father, researcher Kevin May. Lizzie is a senior at Lathrop, but she's had experiences that few of her peers can rival. She's been going on digs since 1994. The team on one of them even named a duck-billed dinosaur after her. As Lizzie May Williams tells KUAC's Libby Casey, the trips are fun, but she's not just along for the ride.
Sometimes I'm like a gopher. I get stuff for them, and I do all that kind of type of stuff, basically. And I look for fossils.
So not only, you're not just a laborer, you're also eyes and ears, and you're investigating, too.
Yes, I am.
How does it feel to have something named after you in the state?
It's I don't think it feels any different. It's just that another label.
Do you feel connected to it because it has your name?
Yeah, I guess I can say I feel connected because I've worked on it myself. So, yeah, it has my name on it.
That's pretty cool. Why did you go out that very first time?
Oh, the very first time, it was in 94, so Kevin took me along, so, yeah.
But was it just for fun, or?
Oh, well, we were actually doing two things at once, which is going berry picking and also going fossil hunting, so I was really going there for two reasons, so, yeah.
You've gone on a lot of trips since then. What's made you want to keep doing this?
I don't know, it's really fun. I get to be outside, and, yeah.
It's hard work, though. I mean, I've been watching you run up and down the hill and bring tools back, bring the gun back. You're very active here. It's not like it's a really relaxing vacation.
No, but I don't know. It's exercising. It feels good. And I like what I'm doing. So, yeah.
Well, what's been one of the most interesting things that you've seen when you've been out in the field?
I guess it all can be interesting. I don't know. I haven't really thought of that. When I was on that Hadrosaurtic, it was sort of on a slope like this, and I would carry some buckets down to sift through. So it hasn't changed a lot. And I've been lucky enough to go on the Colville, and it's really beautiful up there. And looking for tracks there on the upper Colville, and then when we got to the lower Colville, I was able to excavate some hadrosaurs and dinosaurs and things like that.
A lot of people of any age have never done this before. So can you describe what it's like to be looking for tracks? Like, what do you actually do, and then how does it feel when you find something or don't find something?
Oh, it's really exciting when you do find something, but sometimes it can go on for maybe 2 or 3 hours and not find anything, which is really discouraging. But then once we do find something, it's really exciting.
How do you know when you've found something? Are you at the point where you can really tell?
Yeah. Well, like with the tracks, you can see depressions or the opposite, which is the cast of the track. So it's pretty easy unless they're really light, like some bird tracks just leave a faint depression. So yeah, we'd have to like have the right lighting to see all that stuff.
Are you able to solve some of the mysteries when you look at this stuff? Like, can you piece together the puzzles when you see tracks or when you see these bones? Are you able to kind of think through what it means, or?
I don't know. I don't really. I just sort of find them and then leave the thinking to other people until I'm ready to think. And just sort of having fun now.
What's exciting about this trip?
I get to ride in a helicopter. No. Yeah, I was really excited first because I have never been in a military helicopter like this, so it was an experience for me that I will remember. And also because of the ichthyosaur, has been here for 40 years, if I remember correctly. Yeah, so that's two reasons why I was really anxious to go on this trip.
Your dad was mentioning one trip that you guys went on where it was just 4 weeks of the two of you scouting out areas. I think it was a boating trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really quite fun. And I liked the water. It was nice.
4 weeks is a long time to spend alone with your dad as a teenager.
It doesn't seem very long because you're enjoying the trip, so it sort of evens out. It seems like a long time, but it really isn't.
That's pretty great. Well, how do you guys work well together? Because it seems like you're a really strong team.
I don't know. I don't know what makes us work well together. Maybe because we agree on things, I guess, and yeah.
Do you think this is something you want to pursue after you finish high school?
Yeah, I think so. I'll go to college too, so you balance it out in the summers. In summers, I'll probably come out again, and then winters and falls and springs, I'll probably go to college.
For paleontology or sciences in general?
Yeah, geology, paleontology.
You'd be working with a lot of students who might know more from the classroom, but won't have nearly as much hands-on experience. Have you thought much about that?
No, I haven't really thought much about that. I just sort of go along, and that's what I do. Just go along, I guess.
Do you have times where you would like to have a summer of just hanging out in town and doing more what typical teenagers do?
No, because then I don't know. Like, in the winters, I spend time inside, and it's not really exciting. So, no, I don't think so.
So what have you been doing on this site for the last 2 days?
Basically just sort of cleaning it off so we can plaster it and get into the helicopter.
And what's your role been?
Getting stuff that they need, like water, like for the plaster, and water to drink. And like hammers, picks, sort of putting stuff off to the side like debris and making a walkway so we can measure it. Because if they just sort of, I make things run smoother and all that fun stuff.
How much do you learn when you're doing the kind of work you do? Because you can learn by watching, but sometimes if, you know, you're just running back and forth with gear and stuff, you're just thinking about the gear and you're not focused on the work that's actually being done.
Well, I'm pretty informed of what they're doing as time goes by. And yeah, I think I learn a lot out here.
That's because people talk to you and keep you informed on what's going on, and I mean, because you're part of the team.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you have to kind of earn being part of the crew?
Yeah, I think so, because you have to work hard and show that you can, or you are capable of doing all the things that it asks for you to do.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Lizzie Mae Williams. The 17-year-old was part of the University of Alaska Museum team that dug up an ichthyosaur on the North Slope last month.